This is Morning Edition on NHPR. The Manchester Monarchs celebrated their first Calder Cup championship last night, but the festivities won't last long as the team is now heading for California. The move was announced earlier in the year, ending the team's 15-year run here in the Granite State. But there is another hockey team coming to town. It's the new Manchester Monarchs. Ray Carbone is an NHPR contributor. He joins us now to talk about his report on Manchester's new hockey team. Hi, Ray.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Ray, the new team coming will still be called the Monarchs, but playing in a different league. Can you explain how this is going to work?
Yes. Both of the teams, the new team and the old team, are owned by the same company that owns the L.A. Kings of the National Hockey League, which is the major hockey league. The current Monarchs, the one that just won the championship, play in the American Hockey League. The new Monarchs that will be coming in, I guess it's October, are part of what's called the ECHL. It used to be called the East Coast Hockey League, but now it's just called the ECHL, or it's sometimes called the Big E. And their team is, or their league is one below the American Hockey League. So if you were a baseball fan, you might think of it as the major leagues, then there's the minor leagues, the triple A teams, and then there's the double A teams, and then there's the single A teams. So the new Monarchs will be at, so to speak, a double A hockey league.
Okay, so up until now, we've known the Monarchs as being kind of these players that could be one step away from going to the big team in LA.
Right.
And now they might be two or three steps down.
Yes. I've talked to a couple of people about this, and they basically say that there won't be a big drop off in talent, but they might develop, but they might not. Sometimes the guys are just not as big as the AHL and the NHL players.
So you spoke with the media relations people at The Rain. Now, that's the team in California that's coming here. You talked to him about concerns that fans might have about the drop-off in quality of play, but I think you also talked to them about attendance. And I was in a piece you've written for NHPR.org, you wrote that they have actually had better attendance this season than the Monarchs did this year.
That's right. The Monarchs this year drew about 4,700 average fans per game. The Ontario Reign in California, who are going to come here and be the Monarchs next year, they drew more than 8,000 fans a game. And they told me that that was the first time any ECHL team was able to crack that 8,000 average in many years.
When it all is said and done, when the new Monarchs are in place this coming fall, do you think it's going to matter all that much to a lot of the people that end up going to see a minor league hockey game, whether it's part of the AHL or the ECHL?
I don't think so. From what I've learned, mostly people go, as they go for the Fisher Cats game or they go to the Providence Bruins game, it's really as much for the experience and to see a decent quality of play. And they're certainly going to see that with the new Monarchs in the ECHL. It's a real, if you've been there, it's a great experience for a family. Doesn't cost a lot of money. For about $40, the four of you can go, have an average family, and have a hot dog, have a soda, and see good play.
Ray Carbone is an NHPR contributor. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.